De três lunch mas isso que vamos fazer já é mais ou menos o rift mas mais ou menos estamos na para mais sobre isso sobre Shlomo Chaim Shiva Malka Brocha Masar Malka and for Matrix and Pagel Dina and discuss for all those in and around there to Israel. So we are holding in near the end of Simon Reish Mevav. We are in the middle of Sif Hay. For those of you looking inside, we are a couple of lines into Sif Hay by Ve'im Yalva. Okay, so the as I mentioned last week, the Mechaber is now going to go through a couple of different etzas that a person can do when they run into a situation that they want they need to have a guy work with your animal on Shabbos, and the Mechaber is going to go through a couple of different solutions that can potentially be used. We'll see at the end whether these are lechatchila or not. We'll see. We get to either it's a little bit of a longer mishaber, or either we'll get to that today or tomorrow. So let's see some of these solutions that the Mechaber gives us. Now, the first one, V'myalva oisai le'en Yehudi b'alvah gemura, he lends the animal to a guy with a full avah. What does that mean, a full avah? As he explains, Yerishus b'yadei le'tziah, im yirtza shalai b'rishus Yisrael. So this was the second shita that we learned in Sif Dalet, that he's giving the guy authority that if he wants, he can even sell it, without asking the yid. The yiskeif adam al ein Yehuda, they figure out a value of the animal, and basically they say, if you sell the animal, then you have a right to do that, and you'll owe me this and this amount of money if you choose to do it. V'achrayis ha-shvarim al ein Yehudi, not only that, during the period that he's borrowing it, the complete responsibility is on the guy, so that it's mutta. Says the Mechaber, so that's solution number one, potential solution number one, is where you're lending it to the guy. The guy doesn't just borrow it, he takes full achrayas for the animal. Not only does he take full achrayas for the animal, but he has even has a right to sell it, right? And if he does sell it, they agree that you're going to pay X amount of dollars. So bazai, it's really the guy's animal for intents and purposes. And therefore, it's not considered the yid's animal, and therefore, there wouldn't be a problem with shvisas behemtai. That's solution number one. The yesh matirim, those are a little bit more kuladik. Afilo lo yehe rishus b'yada ein. This was the first sheet in Sif Dalet. Afilo lo yehe rishus b'yada ein Yehudi lo yitziyim. He doesn't have a right to actually sell it. Ayudei sheyiskei fadom al ein Yehuda b'milva. Okay. What basically what they do is a sort of give him the right and then take away the right. He lends him the animal, and we say, here is the value. The value of the animal is $1,000. You don't give me back the animal, it's $1,000. And if you want, you can go sell it. However, the Yachzer in Yehuda v'yasa apoytiki. Apoytiki explains, it's perish apoytiki, is an expression in the Gemara. Kaloyma says the Ramola, and I'll explain it. Lo yil l'chaprein el mizeh. So, so they say, he says to the guy, I'm lending it to you. You have the full achrayas, you can do whatever you want with it. However, the security for my loan is the animal. Okay, so really it's essentially as if I'm lending you $1,000. The security for my loan is the animal. So therefore, although he technically could sell the animal, he in reality can't sell the animal because the animal became security for the loan, so he has no right to sell it. So this is one degree lower where you're giving him the full achrayas. He has a full responsibility. However, because the animal became the security for the loan, he doesn't have the right to sell it. Oy, yahar hanem. That's a similar to the apoytiki, which is it's an Arabic word for a collateral. Yahar hanem etzloi ubavad shloyoy molay me'achshav. So solution number two also works, he says, but don't say that if you go ahead and you default on paying me for the money, then the animal belongs to me from now, right? Because then the animal would belong to the yid the whole time if he doesn't end up paying him the money, which is not the plan. He doesn't plan on paying him the money, right? He's giving me the animal. We change it into, call it $1,000 loan. The guy has a option, pay me back the $1,000 and give me back the animal. We know that the plan is to give back the animal. So if you say that the animal becomes the yid's from the moment of the loan, right? That wouldn't work. So essentially, the yid saying to the guy, here's the animal, belongs to you. You can give me back $1,000. The animal belongs to you. Or you can give me back the animal. If you give me back the animal, then at that time that you give me back the animal will become mine again. So therefore, when it comes Shabbos and the animal is still by the guy, the animal belongs to the guy, not to the Jew. The Yesh Matirim, so that's a third solution. The Yid tells the guy, you're not allowed to do Malacha B'Shabbos. Now, previously we said that this doesn't work. Why? Because we don't trust the guy. However, here's a twist. They make the deal. If you do Malacha, then you're going to get all the responsibility for the animal. Even from an unexpected kind of loss that you lose the animal, you'll still be responsible. The yichtav came back to say, you make it as a officially recorded document in their courts. The hashdim ba lasas by malacha b'shabbos. The second he starts doing malacha on Shabbos, ain't a mamas Yisrael. It becomes not the yid's animal because in their courts they've made a deal that in the event he does work, he gets all the responsibility for the animal. So essentially, the animal is transferred to his rishus. Because now he becomes the owner of it. He's responsible for all aspects of the animal. So that works as well. Now let's finish up the Rama over here. Says the Rama, and then we'll start going through the Mishmur. We'll see how far we get. And then at the end, we'll learn a Bir Halacha on this. It says the Rama, V'chol tzedadi ater me'eli hilchas enenu me'ikar hadin, all these rules work. V'yachal asas ezman shiirtz, you can follow anyone. You have who to rely on. It's as if you made a partnership with a guy. You should be mefarsim that you should let people know that you did it this way, because if people don't know, they're going to see the guy working with your animal. They think that they're working, whether it's a shutvis or your own animal, they're going to think that the guy is working with your animal on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to be mefarsim it. Many say that if you do it in Bezdin, anything done in Bezdin, it has a coil, and therefore that's considered a piercing. So the Ramah tells us that if we want, we can follow any of these solutions. Again, like I said, we'll see in the Mishabura whether these are L'chadchila or only B'Shas Hadchak. Okay, let's see the Mishabura. At least let's get started over here. The Yiskayf Hadamim, Heinu, Shesam Oysim, so that's a Sif Katan Chaf, Hey, Heinu. You evaluate it for money. How much it's worth right now. The im tisyakar tuzal, if it gets more expensive or less valuable. All this is happening in the guy's rishus. You fix the price of the value of the animal at the time of the loan. And not only that, they gave him the right to be able to sell it. The svirale, this first etza, as we said, this they hold like the second sheet in Siftal, that just giving him all the responsibility but not the right to sell is not enough. We need that the Yehudi should be able to sell it. So then we said that we give him the right to be able to sell it, and then we created sort of a loan. And the animal became the security for the loan. Excuse me, one second. Sorry. Somehow I got a cold in the summer. Once again, the solution number two is also that you lend the animal to the guy. You evaluate it with money canal, like in the first case, and the value of the animal becomes a loan that he has to pay back. This solution number two adds on, because they made the animal the security for that loan, so now he technically loses his right to sell it. This is also mutter. And then we gave the other word Yahar Hadnei, which we said was a Arabic word of creating a security parish. What does this mean? Afal pishi anichem yad Yisrael lemashkin sheyuchli paramehen kishalo yitin emayi savurim. The animal becomes the mashkin to pay back. And then the guy takes it. Because the animal belongs to the guy. Happens to be security for the payment that he owes me. So again, so we understand the solutions. I go to the guy. I have an animal worth $1,000. He wants to borrow it from me for 2 weeks. I say to the guy, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I am lending you the animal, but I'm transferring it into your property fully. Okay? You now owe me $1,000. You have a choice. You can pay me back the $1,000, but the animal is becoming security from the loan. So if I want, I can take the security. So means I have a right to take the animal back. I'm guaranteed that I can take the animal back if I want. If the animal dies, the guy owes me $1,000. If the animal doesn't die, then I just take the animal. So in reality, it's almost like any other loan that I get the animal, lending of an object where I get the animal back. But because it's structured in this way, it ultimately belongs to the guy during the period of the loan, and therefore it's not considered that I'm being Ivan Shrisus Behemtai. So, but then the Mechaber just warned us, you shouldn't say my Achshav. You shouldn't say that the animal belongs to me from now. Hey, no. Even if the guy says, if I don't pay you the money by this and this time, the money, the animal belongs to you. We don't say it belongs to you from now. The Yid doesn't own it retroactively. If the guy doesn't pay him back, when do I get the animal? Only at the time that the loan is defaulted on. Right now, it's just a lien for that loan. It's just a security for that loan. But who does it belong to? It belongs to the guy. Then the Mechaber gave another solution, that you make a deal that they can't work, and you go into the courts. Okay, in this case, he doesn't have a right to sell it. It belongs to me. It's not enough that it's going to be in the courts, that if he works on it on Shabbos, he takes responsibility, but he's also taking the responsibility for the increase of the value or the decrease. So essentially, for all intents and purposes, the animal belongs to the guy. The yichta, can you have to write it in the courts? L'pasumi b'ilsa day. Kashada, you shouldn't. Nobody should be chayshin him that he's doing this without using any of these terms. The yichta can, we said, hilchas and nidu. So then the Ramah said that all these solutions, be'ikra din, it's allowed. What's the of all these solutions? The Yitelai Ofkab Alzeh, he should give, really, he says, yes, we have all these solutions, these creative loans. I lend it to him, he has responsibility, he gives me the animal security. So therefore, it's essentially his, and therefore, I'm not responsible for the Shvisas Behemtai. Says the Mishabur, there's really, the best solution is actually sell it to him. He gives you a down payment, and the rest of the money he owes you. But yes, Adam Yiskev Alav Bemilva. The rest of the money becomes a loan. The Yasa poetically associated with Toyach Mamaisav, and make the animal security for the remainder of the money that he owes you. But nothing Shayasi, you never hear before the Yoni, because they Shayasi get in Tyra. And if you're going to do it this way, first of all, a sale is much better than a loan, because that solves all the problems. But he says also you should do it in the Bezdin, because it's a complicated thing to make sure you're doing it properly, and make sure you do it in the Bezdin. Vegamshi, fire some Adama, this way people will know about it. Shaloye Chashash, Bamara Sayyid. Nobody's going to assume that you're doing this incorrectly. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll finish the Mishabura tomorrow.